Now, I got a parliamentary question response recently from the Minister for Housing, and it confirms that under the Pyrite Remediation Scheme, almost 3,000 families in Dublin and North Leinster received 100% redress in a state-run scheme, and absolutely rightly so. Why are families and homeowners in Donegal, Mayo, Sligo, Limerick, Clare treated like second-class citizens? Why do they have to find tens of thousands of euros, in some cases over 100,000 euros, to make their homes safe through a grant scheme? When will you change the scheme to make sure that all citizens who are victims of these scandals are treated equally and fairly across the state?
Thank you, Deputy.
I would argue that this is the scheme that the last government introduced was extremely comprehensive. It was far better than the scheme that you endorsed, the previous scheme that you endorsed in 2019. And I think a lot was done in the last government to try and dramatically and significantly improve the scheme. Okay, I think implementation is the key and delivery on the ground. And I think it's a fair scheme. We can review aspects of it, but fundamentally, it's huge. I mean, the state has committed over $1 billion, maybe $2 billion to that scheme eventually. That's what's involved. So it's a huge commitment by the state, rightly so, because homeowners suffered grievously and in a shocking way in terms of the defective block reality and experience that so many people have gone through, particularly in Donegal, Mayo, and other counties and Clare and so on. So there's no shortage of commitment. I think what we really need to do
is
get more delivery.
Thank you, Taoiseach.
Get more houses done.